Chris, and I'll be your host for this session. Our guest for this Business Builder interview series is Joseph Krystanovsky. He's the founder of and CEO of KRSIT Consulting, who's a well-known and respected expert in the area of helping small to medium-sized business owners dramatically lower their operating costs while still improving employee productivity. He's an absolute genius when it comes to all things technical and helps business owners gain incredible peace of mind by eliminating costly, frustrating, and time-consuming problems that most business owners have with technology. He is the CEO of KRSIT Consulting, which is based in Parsippany, New Jersey. He's also the author of the most popular 2021 Guide to Ultimate Cybersecurity, which is an educational guide to help business owners navigate through the latest cybersecurity strategies to help business owners secure their networks properly and what to avoid that would cause their networks to crumble. Something that separates Joe from everyone else is he educates business owners on how to choose an honest and competent computer consultant and someone who will not overcharge you. This might be the most important interview you hear all year. Joseph, welcome to the call. Joe, do you prefer Joseph or Joe?
I prefer Joe, actually. A lot of my business colleagues and friends and family, everyone calls me Joe. So it's just more easier to remember, I guess.
All right. Shorter for me too, so that's fine. So Joe, can you give us a quick overview of who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so my company is KRSIT Consulting, LLC. And what we basically do is just make life easier for small to medium-sized business owners. And the way we do this is by eliminating computer and technical problems that they're dealing with. We're implementing systems to help get work done faster and smarter and more efficiently. We also help keep their data and operations safe by providing plans and services to make sure that they're always up and running fast with little or no downtime, with no service interruptions. We also take care of installing and supporting their computer networks, printers, new software programs, upgrades to all things that are digital that they depend on growing their business. And then most importantly, I would say, is what we do is we have one of the most comprehensive cybersecurity stack out there and a great partnership with compliance experts in several industries.
Okay, good. We all know how important cyber is in today's day and age. So Joe, I just have to know, what makes you so special, unique, and valuable that these business owners continue to use your services over and over again? They're referring you to their friends and colleagues, and they remain clients of yours for years.
It's a good question. Well, I guess it's because of what our clients, you know, say to us and what they tell me. They say they love our service, how we deliver everything, the relationship we have with them. We treat them like family. We give them personalized service and support. Mainly in our industry, it's about trust and honesty, right? If you can't trust your provider, then who can you really trust? Can you, you know, who's the right company? Trust goes a long way, and it's competence is also a big factor as well. I mean, you get someone on the phone that doesn't know your network or doesn't know, you know, how to work a certain problem and get it resolved for you. I mean, what good is that there?
Wow, very well said. That's true. Very good point. Can you give me a specific example?
Sure. Let me think of one. I guess the best place to start is where I kind of find most business owners, when we bring them on board, right? So typically they have, really hodgepodge computer network that have been randomly thrown together over the years that's largely unstable and not secure. And it's not their fault. I don't really fault business owners for this, but most business owners are not technicians, right? So therefore, they don't really know what to look for when they're outsourcing their IT. So what they end up doing is, they let one of their well-meaning employees or a friend or a cousin, mess around with their computer network, try to fix the issues and add computers, set up security and so forth. But then, they end up with major problems like data loss, extended downtime, chronic slowness, a host of other time wasting problems that are just aggravating for everyone. And then they often end up costing them thousands of dollars to fix, right?
Sure.
Having their outsourced IT to another so-called expert, trusting that they know what they're doing, but when we get there, we discover their backups aren't set up properly. Their security is overextended. They have illegal software installed. Just a host of problems, honestly. And, you know, the reason they called us is mainly because the guy was impossible to get on the phone. They needed help. They were experiencing all kinds of problems. They simply just weren't getting the service they expected and what they were paying for.
Yeah, in a service industry, customer service is paramount, right? And we do hear that at time to time that people are disappointed in that. So it sounds like this is a real source of pain for most of these business owners then.
It absolutely is. I mean, you know, to answer your question, what we do is just make all this pain and aggravation and the cost go away. That's why our clients tell us, and they refer us to so many of their friends and business colleagues, and they stay clients with us for many, many years.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. So it would seem to me that most business owners largely don't know what to look for when it comes to outsourcing their IT support. I know I certainly don't. It's not really my wheelhouse. So I think computer guys are the modern day like auto mechanics. There's a lot of opportunity to kind of like rip people off and overcharge for some kind of things that they simply don't need, because most business owners, again, they just simply don't know what they actually need and what they don't need, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I can't agree with you anymore. I mean, it's exactly right. It's one of the biggest sources of pain, because once a business owner has been burned by a less than competent IT firm, you know, they're hugely skeptical of everyone else. And I can't say that I don't blame them, right?
Yeah.
But it makes everyone in our industry look bad. And unlike a lot of other industries like doctors or even like you said, auto mechanics, there aren't any laws or regulating bodies to monitor this. So anyone can hand out a business card, call themselves a so-called expert. And what's really scary is that computer networks and the data that they hold are mission critical to businesses we support.
Absolutely. So
if they lost their client files or all their emails or even their accounting files, it would be devastating for businesses. Yeah. Just name me one business that can operate without access to their computer network.
Oh, you're right. In this day and age, the answer is none. So yeah, I completely agree. So, all right. So help us help the business owners that are listening out there. What should they be looking for or asking before they actually let someone into their network?
That's a great question. So I would say there are several things, but I think I can kind of summarize it down to three really important ones.
Okay.
You know, the first one would be, you know, do they take the time to explain what they're doing and answer all of your questions in like layman's terms that you can understand, not the geek speak, you know? Or do they come across or arrogant or make you feel stupid for asking simple questions? You know, my answer to this is our technicians are trained, you know, and they have the heart of a teacher. You know, they're here to educate and take the time to answer all of your questions and explain everything in simple terms. The next thing I'd say is, do they constantly and proactively offer new ways to improve your network's performance, or do they wait till you have a problem and something breaks and then make recommendations? You know, you know, what we do is we conduct quarterly reviews with most of our clients. Some clients we do understand they can't meet quarterly, so at least we'll try to meet up with them at least a couple of times per year. And during these reviews, we'll look for new ways to help and improve like their operations, maybe lower some costs, increase some efficiencies, you know, and resolve any problems that might be coming, you know, through. But our goals with these meetings is to really help our clients be more profitable, efficient, and competitive, right?
Right.
And then the last one I would say is, you know, let's say you were to experience a major disaster, right? Does the other IT, you know, provider have a written plan for how your data can be restored? And not only restored, but restored fast, right? Or one that enables you to work from a remote location? Do they? I don't know. I mean, you know, our answer is all of our clients have a simple disaster recovery plan for all their data and their network, and we get them up and running in minutes. You know, we encourage our clients to also do a disaster recovery plan for their office at a minimum, just to have, you know, a fail-safe plan on how to get them up and running. You know, and this should be covered should something happen. You know, you can't run business without something like this in place. You know, you need a written plan. Most insurance companies are even looking for this nowadays, that you have one in place.
So that's some great information. So it sounds like the name of the game for KRS is actually more of a proactive approach rather than, I guess, a lot of companies have a reactive approach. You guys are going the opposite direction.
Yep, that's correct.
That's great. Well, listen, I know we're running out of time. Your time is quite valuable. So briefly, for those listening right now, how do we get more information about you, your company, or if they want more information on this specific topic?
Well, look, what I could say is that if someone is dealing with issues right now that needs our help, and they just call our office, give us a call. You know, our direct number to our office is 201-402-1900. Again, I'll repeat the number. It's 201-402-1900. But look, if they're just looking for more information, then I guess the easiest thing to do is just go on our website, which is www.krsit.com. Again, I'll just repeat it one more time. It's www.krsit.com. And there you could, you know, check out our Google reviews, look at our client success stories. I even have a copy of an ebook that I wrote. And the title of that book is What Every Business Owner Must Know About Hiring an Honest, Competent, Responsive, and Fairly Priced Computer IT Consultant. There's many strategies and tips in that guide. And, you know, for eliminating IT problems, lowering costs, and just, you know, getting the right company in place, right?
Right.
We also have some other case studies, you know, again, some testimonials, client success stories that I mentioned earlier. And then, you know, you can just find out more about our services. We also have something that's pretty unique, and I don't see a lot of IT companies offer this, but it's basically a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Wait a minute. Now that sounds interesting. I love guarantees. Tell me more about that.
Well, so yeah, simply put, the 90-day money-back guarantee is this. If you're ever dissatisfied with any of our servers for any reason, call us, let me know, you know, or let me know directly, okay? We'll work with you and your staff to see if we can rectify the problem, to correct it, and repeat the service at no additional charge. Or we'll arrange for another technician to go and repeat it at no additional charge. If this still does not resolve your issue and you're still not completely satisfied, we'll refund your money 100%, you know, everything that you've paid us. And all we ask, you notify us within 72 hours of any unsatisfactory service and before another service begins.
Wow, that sounds pretty amazing, honestly. Are you afraid, though, that people might take advantage of an offer like that?
In the beginning, I was, but honestly, at this point, not at all. You know, we find that most business owners simply just want good service. They just want someone that they could depend on. And we have yet to have someone actually take us up on this offer because we go in hand, just deliver. You know, they just want their problems handled quickly and professionally. And, you know, since most business owners have had a bad experience with some other firm or consultant, you know, right, we put that guarantee to work and to demonstrate our confidence in our services and, you know, to put them at ease so they don't have anything to worry about or getting ripped off again or disappointed, you know.
That's fantastic. So this has been an amazing interview. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks. It was my pleasure.
All right, everyone. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.